loneliness behind those city lights. The world was dark and God made stars to brighten up the night. But God who put the stars above, I don't believe made those lights. Or it's just a place for men to cry when things don't turn out right. Just a place to run away and hide behind those. Different atmosphere. Lights that lure are nothing but a masquerade for tears. They paint a pretty picture, but my arms can't hold them tight. And I just can't say I love you to a street of city lights.
That's Ray Price with his version of City Lights. And that was for you, Mike. And of course, City Lights was written by Bill Anderson on August the 27th, 1957. And Bill was on his way down to Nashville for the very first time. And he was staying out of town in a hotel or a motel, probably. And he got up after having his supper. And he went up to the top of the building and he saw the city lights of Nashville. And he wrote it down. That's the song. Ray Price had took it to number one in June 1958. And it stayed there for something like 15 weeks, I think, at number one. And then Mickey Gilley had also a version released in 1975. Great song. Thanks for bringing that to my attention, Mike. And you have a lovely evening. Thanks for getting in touch with the show tonight. Well, I met Nathan Carter. Nathan was there as well. I saw him at the Vince Gill concert, and he told me he was there the night before as well. And then I saw him at the Time Jumpers as well. And lovely fellow Nathan. We had a great chat. And here is his version of Got No Reason Now for Going Home.
Got no reason now for going home, and all my reasons now she's gone. I got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. Once I had every reason that a man could want for going home, making love, but now I don't. So I end up in here each night, just sitting and thinking, missing her, hurting so, and drinking. I got no reason now for going home, and all my reasons now she's gone. I got no one there to talk to, and even though while she's out with him, knowing that I love her, so I end up in here each night, just sitting and thinking, missing her, hating him, and drinking. She ain't got no reason now for going home, and all my reasons now she's gone. I got no one there to
to talk to. And even though I know I do, got no reason now for going home. See, I got no reason now for going home. And all my reasons now, she's gone. I got no one there to talk to. And even though I know I do, got no reason now for going home.
Nathan Carter, got no reason now for going home. Nathan was on the same flight as me coming home on the Tuesday evening. He was in the business class and I was in the cheap seats. Well, this the reason for going to Nashville, as you probably are aware, I turned 70 in May and the Grand Ole Opry is celebrating 100 years this year. And this all came about, Clive Murphy, there he is again, there's that name again. We were at the Steel Guitar Festival in October in Dublin last year, and Clive had met Eddie Lang, who I'm about to play. Eddie's a steel guitar player, and he also plays bass as well with the Music City Playboys. And Clive had introduced me to Eddie Lang, and we're just chatting after the show on the Saturday evening, and I was telling him it's my birthday, and we're thinking of going, and I was there for my honeymoon in 1981 and so on. And Eddie said, well, when you get to Nashville, get in touch, and I'll arrange a backstage pass for you and your wife at the Grand Ole Opry. And sure enough, Eddie did. Him and his wife came to pick us up at 6 o'clock. He told us to meet us at a bar, the Nashville Palace. And Eddie took us to the Grand Ole Opry. We got fitted out with little security badges, and we had the run of the Opry. We could go wherever we wanted to go. It was unbelievable. Well, not everywhere, of course, with the sound systems and so on, but we had a free access more or less to where all the celebrities, all their rooms, we saw all the different rooms. Bill Anderson, funny enough, I've talked about Bill Anderson earlier on. I was asking Eddie, because Bill was always in the Grand Ole Opry. Bill Anderson and John Connolly are always at the Grand Ole Opry. But and Eddie plays with Connie Smith and Bill Anderson regularly in the Opry. But Eddie was saying that Bill had hurt his back. And I noticed Bill was to appear on the Saturday night of the Opry. And I noticed on Facebook that I followed him that he wasn't going to be appearing because of his injuries. So this all came about, again, Clive Murphy was the guy who kicked all this off, and Eddie Lang delivered, and a lovely couple, him and his wife, couldn't do enough for us. It was unbelievable. So here is Eddie Lang with I See the Want To In Your Eyes. That was a big hit for Conway.
Thank you. passport to Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Big D Country with Danny Boyle on Irish Country Music Radio.
You love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. Just keeps getting better. I want to spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. And every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. In my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time.
That's Lone Star and Amazed. Big hello to Vera and Mike listening in Ontario. Vera, I'm delighted everything went well yesterday. In our thoughts and prayers.
At mail call today, love, your last letter came. I just stood there smiling as they called my name. But as I read it over, my scars turned to gray, and tears dimmed my eyes here at mail call. I can't.
what happened to you. The day that I sailed off, you said you'd be true. But now that it's over,
Gina Dornan, Mail Call Today. Thank you for getting in touch with the show, Vera, and a big hello to Mike for me as well. Hello to Rita and Patsy listening in Ottawa, and thanks for your lovely text as well. And you asked me to play the Marty Robbins. Of course I'll play Marty Robbins. I have a little story coming up about that as well. As if you follow me on social media like Facebook, you'd have seen a lot of posts that I put on over the tour, but I know Rita and Patsy, they don't have social media. But as I said in my post, most of my heroes have all passed on. So I thought I would spend the morning at the cemetery visiting graves like Marty Robbins and George Jones and whatever else, whatever other graves I could find at the time. So we hired an Uber taxi to take us to the Woodland Memorial Park and Mausoleum. And with Uber, you pay up front and then they take you to your destination. So we turned into the Memorial Park and the guy said to me, where do you want to go to? And I said, well, I want to see the grave of George Jones first. And he said, we've got 340 acres here. He said, and I'm in the job now 30 years. I've never been asked that before. And I thought, well, I would have thought Nashville and George Jones being the big star that he was, it would have been a common thing. But in hindsight, probably it's bus tours that probably would go to the cemetery, not sad individuals like myself. So I could see he was sort of getting a little bit impatient because I'd already paid him. The clock wasn't ticking on. So I said to him, can you take me over to that building and I'll go in and see where the grave is. So as I got out of the car, he said to my wife, Magella, he said, I don't understand this. He said, when they die here, they send them home. So that was all right. I met the lady in the building and she was more than helpful. She said, look, just turn down there, go right, and there's the grave. So I got back into the car again and I said I could even tell you the description of the headstone of George Jones. And he said, no such thing. That's AI, artificial intelligence, man. Anyway, we got to the grave, and George is buried in the house of the garden of the Grand Tour. And also in that little garden is Johnny Paycheck, who I believe George paid for his funeral expenses when Johnny Paycheck died. And Billy Sherrill is also buried there. And of course, Billy Sherrill had a big impact on the careers of George Jones and Tammy Wynette. In fact, it was Billy insisted that George would record He Stopped Loving Her Today, which brought his career back. So that was okay. We had come back then to the building, and the lady was standing with this big, tall gentleman, and she said, can I get you some cool water? So she got us, there's a Marty Robbins song, Cool Water, Ice Water. So I said, I would like to see, visit the grave of Marty Robbins. I said, because I've met him a few times way back in the 80s before he died. And Marty died in December 82. I met him in 81. And Marty died at the age of 57. So the lady looked at the man and he said, is the golf caddy outside? So he went out and checked the caddy, and sure enough, the caddy was there. And it took us 15 minutes getting to the grave. It was so far away. And on the way to the grave, he said to me, are you familiar with Dobie Gray? And I said, yeah, I love Dobie Gray. He turned, took us to Dobie Gray, and he took us to Porter Wagner. He took us to all round the big names that I would have been interested in and who were buried in the grave. And then he said to me, come in and see the mausoleum. And I wasn't familiar with that at all. And I really wanted to go back to the hotel again. But we went in and we saw, he took us round. He said, I've been working here now for 28 years. And he said, I look after all the funerals of the country stars. Some, their bodies is interred there, and others, that their ashes. And we went around a list of names and of songwriters and so on. Far too many to mention. It was unbelievable, unbelievable. So here is Marty Robbins. I call it the Felina Trilogy.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. She flirted one night, it started a gunfight, and after the smoke cleared away, on the floor lay a man. Felina's young lover had shot down another, and he had to leave there, so out through the back door he ran. The next day at 5 o'clock she heard a rifle shot. Quickly she ran to the door that was facing the pass. She saw her cowboy, her wild riding cowboy, low in the saddle, her cowboy was riding in fast. She ran to meet him, to kiss and to greet him. He saw her and motioned her back with a wave of his hand. Bullets were flying, Felina was crying as she saw him fall from the saddle and into the sand. Felina knelt near him to hold and to hear him, when she felt the warm blood that flowed from the wound in his side. He raised to kiss her and she heard him whisper, never forget me, Felina, it's over, goodbye. Quickly she grabbed for the six gun that he wore, and screaming in anger and placing the gun to her breast. Bury us full deep and maybe we'll find peace. Then pulling the trigger, she fell across the dead cowboy's chest. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy, then he had to leave El Paso on the run. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, the cowboy lived and rode away, but
love was strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso City. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. I try not to let you cross my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand.
So there you go. That's a little trilogy of Marty Robbins songs related to Felina. We have got El Paso, Felina from El Paso, and then El Paso City. Especially for you, Patsy. A big hello to Catherine. Catherine, so sorry to hear that you've been sick this last few weeks. I hope you're feeling a lot better today. And thank you for getting in touch with the show. You asked for Randy Travis. Well, I'm going to play Randy Travis. We were in the bar. It's called Nashville Palace. And that's where Randy was a chef or a cook. And that's where he was discovered as well, the Nashville Palace. And here is Ever Changing Woman.
She can sparkle like the moonlight on the river. At times her words can cut you like a knife. She's got a way of being tough and tender, but she'll always be the highlight of my life. Sometimes she's hotter than the 31st of August and colder than February morn. But heaven knows I'm always more than willing to hold that ever-changing woman in my arms. There's days she almost loves me down to nothing and turns around and hates my very soul. So I always wear a t-shirt and a jacket just in case that woman's running hot or cold. Sometimes she's hotter than the 31st of August and colder than February morn. But heaven knows I'm always more than willing to hold that ever-changing woman in my arms. Hotter than the 31st of August and colder than a February morn. But heaven knows I'm always more than willing to hold that ever-changing woman in my arms. I got that ever-changing woman in my arms. I love that ever-changing woman.
Randy Travis with Ever Changing Woman. That was for you, Catherine, and get well soon, my friend. A big hello to Mary. That's Mary Cronin and Kerry. Mary, lovely to have your company. Thank you for your lovely text as well, Mary.
Smile. The night your heart met mine, you with your bright eyes captured in time. The heavens were raining and the angels were singing the third dance from the end. I watched you dancing, I didn't know what to say. The evening was passing, still I hoped and I prayed. Then you stood there before me, you took my hand, the third dance from the end. So waltz with me slowly, I could never be lonely with you here is my lifelong friend. Gonna hold you a little closer. So glad you walked over the fur dance from the end. With this lady's choice, the heavens were ringing and the angels were singing the third dance from the end. Give the lifetime together, working hard for the better, taking each day as it came, still counting those blessings for this lady's choice, the third dance from the end. So waltz with me slowly, I could never be lonely. With you here as my lifelong friend. Gonna hold you a little closer. So glad you walked over the third dance from the end. So waltz with me slowly, I could never be lonely. Here is my lifelong friend. Gonna hold you a little closer. So glad you walked over the third dance from the end. I'm gonna hold you a little closer. So glad you walked over the third dance from the end.
Simon Casey, the third dance from the end. That was you, Margaret. Thank you for your lovely text, Margaret. Big hello to Caroline and Brendan. That's Caroline and Brendan Stewart, listening in Shannon, County Clare. Thanks for getting in touch and thanks for your lovely messages as well. Here is the new single from Mike Denver. It's called Austin.
It's all we talked about lately. I'd pack the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we'd get going. But you weren't home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in the gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'd be damned, your bags were never packed. I knew what caused it. Was it whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your eye?
working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will, then there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what caused it. Was it whiskey flowing?
That's the new single from Mike Denver, Austin. That was for you, Caroline and Brendan. Well, I also met Charlie McCoy, who is a harmonica player. He's best known for harmonica, is my harmonica playing, but apparently he's a multi-instrumentalist. He can play basically anything. He played trumpet on Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Woman, saxophone on Roy Orbison's Oh Pretty Woman, bass harmonica on Simon and Garfunkel's The Boxer, and the list goes on and on and on. And I was walking on my own. Eddie said, just take a dander around the place. And I was walking. And to be honest, I didn't recognize him at first. Small man. And I think my Irish accent sort of was a big help as well, because people would say, where are you from and whereabouts in Ireland? So we started to chat, and he pulled out the harmonica and he said, are you familiar with this tune? And he said, I didn't realise this tune was being recorded on a television show. And to be honest, I was thinking, please God, I'll know the song that he's going to play. So he pulled out the harmonica and he started to play. And I said, yeah, that's the old Grey Whistle Test theme. And he said, yeah, he said, I didn't know that was being used until I started to get in the royalty checks. And I said, that's a massive show. That was on BBC. I think it was from 1971 to 1988. But then he closed the Grand Ole Opry on the Friday night by playing four different instruments, and it was just absolutely amazing. So here is Charlie McCoy doing Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues.
Thank you.
That's the multi-talented Charlie McCoy with Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues. A big hello to Leanne and Ron and Nina. I'm not sure if you're in Wolverhampton or Wales at this moment in time, but thanks for getting in touch. And I'm going to play a track from an album called Brand New Old Songs. And this is from the Music City Playboys. And again, in comes Clive Murphy. He said to me, when you go to Nashville, you have to go and see the Music City Playboys. And they are absolutely amazing group and such a talented group as well. And get my facts right here. The drummer, he played with Conway Twitty and Merle Haggard, and he sang a lot of Merle Haggard songs. And the steel guitar player played with Alan Jackson until Alan went into retirement. Just amazing, amazing group. And this song is called I've Destroyed the World I'm Living In, and there's some great steel guitar playing here as well.
Sun just went behind a cloud. There's darkness all around me now. For I've just destroyed the world that I'm living in. Well, I broke her heart too many times, and now at last I've broken mine, and I've just destroyed the whole world that I'm living in. What made me think that I could go on hurting her? I should have known there'd have to be an end. But fools in love, they're taught by fate. They never learn till it's too late. And I've just destroyed the whole world that I'm living in.
The Music City Playboys from an album Brand New Old Songs, and that was released in 2023. One of the things I love about Nashville is the people that you meet and where you meet them and how it comes about. So Magella and I, we were in the Robert's Bar on the Saturday. We just had come back from visiting the Graves on Wednesday. everything's just happened so much and there was so much happening. But anyway, we were in Robert's Bar and we were just standing listening to the band. And these two men, they were standing at the wall, and we sort of stood in front of them a little bit to the side. And the younger man said, "Hey, would you guys like a seat?" And again, the Irish accent came into play. So we got sat down on two stools. And the older man said to me, he said, "I hear your Irish accent." He said, "My father came from Ireland." And he said, "I'm the second generation." And he said, "When I heard your voice, that my old heart started to beat a little bit quicker," he said. So we started chatting anyway, and it turned out that he was the keyboard player with Tom T. Hall. And he was only a year older than me. He was only 71, but he looked very frail, this man. And he said that he was working with Tom T. Hall for a number of years. And I said to him, "Well, you must have known Johnny Rodriguez, because he played with Tom T. Hall's band." He said, "No, Johnny had left, but I kept in touch with Johnny." But he told me this little story. He said how he got the job was, Tom had asked for him to come into the house and play a few tracks for him, and more or less hired him. But he said the first big gig we were getting ready, he said, and I was putting on my brand new black shirt that Tom had provided. And he said on the cuff there was a label, and he was asking backstage, "Has anyone got a pair of scissors to cut off this cuff?" And he said, Tom T. Hall looked at him and said, "Just keep the cuff on. We might be changing the shirt in the morning." And I said, "And was Tom like that?" He said, "No." He said, "That was just his sense of humour." And I told him this story. I said, "I remember reading George Jones' autobiography, and apparently George, a steel player, had left, went on somewhere else, and George was hiring a new steel guitar player. And he had four or five people in for the interview. And you know how he decided who was the best steel guitar player? The guy that fitted the suit that was left behind. True story. Big hello to Don. Don, I know you're a big fan of Tom T.
Ravishing Ruby, she'd been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child. Born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, believe anything you say. Just like her daddy said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free. And all the time she'd been waiting on him, she'd been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow. Waiting on Smiling Jack, he'll come rolling by. And she wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
Tom T. Hall, Ravishing Ruby, and that was for you, Don. Well, I'll have to tell you this little story. If you follow me on social media, you'll see that I got a photograph with Vince Gill. And let me tell you how this story came, how the photograph came about. Well, a lot of people were praying for me and lighting candles for me, and thank you for that, because it worked. It certainly did work. And this is how it came about. After the show, his daughter came on at 8 o'clock, and she sang for 30 minutes. And then Vince came on then at 8:30. played up until midnight, 3.5 hours. And I noticed he was standing back at the side of the stage when his daughter was on. So Vince was absolutely shattered. And I was aware of that as well, because he's 68 years of age as well. But how it came about, after the show was over, I said to Magella, we'll have to try and hang about here and maybe snatch a photograph if we can. So I went over to one of the ladies who was security, and I said, I thought I'll act professional. I'll act as if I'm going to pay for this. So I said, do you know, is Vince doing a paid meet and greet? And she said, well, what's your credentials? And I said, well, I travelled 4,000 miles to see him, and I have all his album, and I've been a fan 33 years. She said, sorry, sir, that doesn't work. So she said, try upstairs, go up two floors up and ask for the supervisor and see if that works. So I was walking away, and then this other lady security officer came over, and she said to me, yes, sir, go up the stairs and see what it happens. So I didn't go up the stairs. We did go up the stairs, but we're told again, no, sorry, it's only family and friends. So we came down again, and then the second security lady that spoke to me, she came over and she said, sir, I'm not supposed to say this to you, but she said, see that door to the left? Go out that door and stand. And Vince's car is parked out there. And she said, the reason why I couldn't tell you earlier, she said there was a creepy old man standing around and I didn't want him to hear it. So I thought I was the creepy old man. So anyway, Magella and I went out, and we knew we were in the right place, because all the musicians then started to come out and we spoke to them. And the lady came out again, spoke to one of the policeman, if you like, I don't know what the proper term is, and I could see him looking over at me, and he gave me this little wink, more or less, come over, and I went over, Vince came out, and we got the photograph. So thanks for the prayers.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling, the long lonely night are now at an end. The key to my heart you hold in your hand. No, nothing else matters now. We're together again. Together again. All my gray skies are gone. You're back in my arms now, right where you belong. The love that we knew is living again. No, nothing else matters now. We're together again. We'll be right back.
is living again. No, nothing else matters now. We're together again. No, nothing else matters now. We're together again.
Vince Gill and Paul Franklin, Together Again. Friends, that's about all I have time for today. I hope I didn't bore you with my trip to Nashville last week. Thanks for keeping the company, and a special thanks if you contacted the show. It was just great being back on the radio, spending time with you this evening. God willing, we'll do it again next week, Monday to Wednesday. But you can join me for the Gospel Show on Sunday, but that's pre-recorded. So thank you for staying with us here on Irish Country Music Radio. Until next time, stay safe. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Was produced and presented by Danny Boyle. Thanks for listening.